Hey, voice tubers, how's it going? How is your day so far? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. So now I only have one episode per week, and I've been traveling a lot, did some camping in Taiwan. So it feels like I've been gone for a very, very long time, but I actually do have an episode last week. But anyways, today I want to talk about cute puppies. Yes, cute puppies. Personally, I have a crazy dog. He's just really crazy and always looking like one of those vampire wolves in movies, you know, scary as hell. And the worst part is that he bites. Yes, he's a crazy puppy, but he's still so cute, like literally so cute, even though he's crazy, but he still needs attention from time to time, so he would still come to me and beg for some pet on the head, but at the same time still got his crazy, scary devil face. If you follow me on social media, you will know I have an entire Instagram story collection about him. His facial expressions are really good for memes. You know, if you like to see that, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It is Winnie, YUJULIAO. My life is hilarious because all kinds of weird stuff always happen to me. And I love traveling, so you get to travel with me and watch me deal with all the craziness in my life. And I'll be traveling to the Philippines in October, so I'm super excited about that. And you guys can be on the journey with me. But anyways, what was I saying? Buffy, my doggy, and puppies. Why do we love puppies so much? If you don't like puppies, you're weird. But back to what I was saying, why do people love puppies? Today's video will tell you why, and using scientific facts. So you get to see cute puppies and learn about some science facts today, and most importantly, learn some proper English and pronunciation with me, Winnie, your favorite host. Let's begin. Okay, just in case if we got some new members, new VoiceTubers joining us, I'm gonna tell you what I do here. So in this show, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the video, and then I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my personal experiences and stories, and then we're gonna go through our sentence of the day, and then after that, I'm gonna teach you pronunciation, and then after that, we'll be going through our vocabulary, and that should be it. So it's an amazing show. So all you old members, amazing members and new members, let's begin today's lesson. So like I said, we're going to start with our sentence. So the sentence is, this idea also mimics the behavior of dogs since they were domesticated. One more time. This idea also mimics the behavior of dogs since they were domesticated. It's a short sentence today. Okay, people, 今天的句子非常短，就是 this is good for mental health. 有时候呢，就是要轻松一下，休息一下。那我们来看一下我们今天的 sentence breakdown, aka tips, 欢乐时光。首先第一个看到的是 this idea. Okay, 这两个字麻烦要念在一起连音哦。 This idea, this idea. 后面那个 ea 是 ear, ear。 Idea, 好，不用再拉长了。 Idea 这样短短的念起来比较好听。然后 also 的话，没有太多什么的重点。我们直接来看一下后面这个 mimics, 好，你要记得这个 mimi, 你要把它念成 mimi, mimics, mimics, 后面那个 c 跟 s 加在一起是 x 的音。那这边的话一定要记得是短音哈，不要念成 me, mimic, 这样是不对的。你一定要把它念成 i i i, mimics。 这样才是好听的，然后也是正确的。好，后面看下去那个 the 哈，一样舌头夹在上排跟下排牙齿之间 the 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 好，其实有时候你不要觉得好像舌头伸出来很怪，其实你要伸出来也可以哈，只是你不要伸得很长，像那个什么大蛇丸一样，不要哈，你就轻轻的伸出来，然后 the 这样念就会念得很好听了哈。然后来看一下 behavior，一般来讲你单独念这个字的时候，你会念 behavior。 但你要快速念过去，你会发现它就会变成 behavior， 所以前面那个 b e 就是 b b b 的音了 behavior behavior， 这样就会很好听了。那看一下后面那个 of， 记得后面那个 f 是 v v v 的音 of， 好，这样就 OK 啦。好，最后两个小小的重点，你看到 dogs 后面那个 g 跟 s 合在一起的时候，后面那个 s 就会是 z 的音 dogs。 Dogs. 好，后面 since they were 比较还好。我们来看到最后一个 domesticated. 很多人看到可能想要念成 domesticated， 但不是哦，是 domesticated. Domesticated. 好，你会发现它中间有那个 me 嘛 ，d domestic. 如果你念快一点的话，它会听起来有点像 domesticated， 好像是只有 mi 的感觉，但其实它这边拼音是 me， 所以发音不是都看拼音好吗？是跟个人发音的习惯，还有一般所谓的 native speakers 他们发音的方式是有关的。我很常看到大家就是在一些一些英文的网站哈，然后讲人家发音怎么样，那个不发音不标准啊，那个怎么样 ？Hello， 大家讲都是英文，只是不同地区的人会有不同的发音。发音，所以大家不要激动好吗？你怎么发音那都是个人的选择，但是你不要讲到整个发音变成错的，这样就是不对了。 OK， 一定会有些微的不一样，这是大家要知道的一件事情。 OK， 就像我现在在教你们的发音也是我自己的发音啊，你把我跟其他的就是 native speakers 摆在一起，或是跟其他的所谓的白人摆在一起，每个人讲的英文都一定会有一些差别。 OK， 所以大家不要再花时间去占这些东西，也没有意义，就是把英文的发音学好学清楚，就这样就好了。好啦，那我们就继续看下去啦。 OK， 第一个我们在开始单字之前，我们先看一下句子里面 since 这个字。在句子里面你可以从这段的前后文判断出来说这个字在这里的意思是自从。那我个人还蛮喜欢用这个字的啊，就是来看一下它有什么意思好了。就是你在用这个字的时候，你真的还是要透过前后文去判断。通常它会有此后从此，这是一个意思，或是自从什么什么，或是从什么什么以来。另外一个解释是因为或既然，所以它有很多种解释。那讲这么多听起来 so confusing， 所以我们直接从例句来看一下吧。第一个你就可以说I've never seen him again since. 啊，他这个就是讲没有特定的时间。他中文的意思就是我自那时起就再也没看过他了。Since. 好，你可以这样用，就是从此此后。那另外一个你就可以说 I haven't seen him since last year. 欸，自从去年开始我就再也没有看到他了。这边唯一的差别就是有把时间列出来嘛。I haven't seen him since last year.自从去年，从去年以来。好，那再来看一个 Since Alana isn't here, let's go get a cup of coffee. 诶，既然 Alana 还没来，那我们就去买杯咖啡吧。这就是因为或是既然的用法。那我们再来看一个最后是因为的用法。I never want to see you again since you broke my heart. 诶，我再也不想看到你了，因为你让我心碎。Oh, so sad. 但是伤心难过是没有用的，我们还是继续努力学英文吧。我们开始看今天正式的单字咯。第一个是Mimic， 这是一个动词，是为逗乐而模仿或是学谁谁谁的样子。要知道齁，模仿这件事情，我记得我小时候看一个卡通，唐老鸭的卡通，然后就是 Baby Daisy， 他就开始在模仿每一个人齁，然后就让其他人都觉得很不舒服。所以其实模仿这件事情是建立在人家要真的觉得好笑，然后人家不要觉得不舒服。因为其实 Winnie 也蛮常就是模仿别人或是学别人的样子，然后逗别人笑。但是真的要有一个限度齁，然后你也要先确定说，哎，当下这个场合适不适合这样做，然后那个人到底喜不喜欢，那在旁边看的人觉得怎么样。所以一定要 evaluate the situation， OK， don't be a stupid person。 好，我们赶快来看一下句子哦。 Winnie was mimicking the various people in her office for her year end party performance。 Winnie 在尾牙表演时模仿我们办公室里面很多人的样子，其实还蛮好笑的啦。如果是表演的话那就没关系嘛，大家都知道他是表演。好，那再来看下一个字是 behavior， 这是一个名词，意思是行为、举止。那你就可以说 Your behavior at the party today was just unacceptable. You should be ashamed of yourself. 你在那场派对上的行为实在是很不可取呢。 Unacceptable， 我不能接受，就是不可取的意思。 You should be ashamed of yourself. 你应该要为此感到羞愧，这句话很常听到齁，尤其是 Asian parents。 好啦，那就来看最后一个单字啦。最后一个单字是 domesticated。Domesticated， 这是一个形容词，意思是动物驯化的或是植物人工培养的。那我们先来看一下这个形容词它的一个兄弟 domestic。 好，这个是家庭的意思嘛，就是所以啦，一些动物啊跟人类居住，你住到屋子里就是被驯化的意思， domestic， 家庭的。好，那我们如果说驯化的动物，我们就可以说 domesticated animals。那有哪些动物是被驯化的动物呢？我们来看个例句。Horses and canines are examples of domesticated animals. 马匹和犬类都是已驯化的动物。我们来看到句子里面这个字 canines, C-A-N-I-N-E, canine 就是犬类的意思。All right, people, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording. 拜托麻烦 leave a comment and a recording, you know, because if you don't, I don't want to be canceled, okay? I want to be on this show and just, you know, record and leave some comments and make me look good and make me happy. And I will see you next time.